All right. Here we go. Everything you need to start and scale a podcast. Good morning. Welcome to the house. Welcome to the Marketing Clubhouse, where you are going to learn how to start a podcast, how to scale a podcast, why a podcast is important, and why you need one today. Because there are so many things that you need a podcast for, and it doesn't start off just like that. You have to start off, you know, doing it the right way. So what is the right way? I'm going to show you how to do it the right way today. So you guys would need to grab your seats and take some good notes, because this is going to be one of those great rooms that you're going to learn how to start a podcast and grow a podcast the right way. The right way. That's the key phrase here, the right way. Because if you don't start the right way, you know, how are you going to start, you know, creating content? How are you going to start making content for yourself? So this is where we need to begin thinking about the goals, the actions, the plans, the ideas. You know, how are you going to start creating these things for yourself? Because if you don't start for yourself, who's going to start for you? So I feel like this is going to be those rooms that are going to help you understand, you know, how to do that. So if you're here for the first time, welcome to the room. Welcome to the space. This is a very free space. I do this, you know, often in this room on Clubhouse, and it's very early for some people. I said, you know what, I'm going to do a room at 6:45 a.m. Central, and I'm going to talk about something for about an hour, and whoever's going to be here within the hour is going to learn something new, and as you're learning something new, you're taking something home. So this is going to be those rooms that you're going to learn. And as you're in here, just letting you know that I do have an academy that I am building, which I'll be happy to have you on board. And if you're interested, please click the link above my head to join the waitlist. It's the PGA waitlist, the Podcast Growth Academy waitlist. So I want you to be there if you want to learn how to start a podcast, if you want to grow, scale your podcast, and if you also want to monetize your podcast, this is going to be the great place for you. And once you sign up, you get redirected to get on a call with me, so we can have a one-on-one conversation, and I get to learn about what you want to do with your podcast as you prepare for the academy to kick off soon. So thank you for joining. Thank you for being here. And I'm hoping you guys will learn something new. So in today's room, we are going to talk about everything you need to start and scale a podcast. Now, I'm going to be very exemplary with the examples I'm going to give you, because I want to also make sure that what you're learning is something you can take home and, you know, learn from. Before I even get started, put a one in the chat if you listen to podcasts, and put a two in the chat if you don't listen to podcasts. Let me just get a quick check-in. We can use the chat feature. If you go into the chat and just put a one or a two for me, I would love to see that. If you guys are available, because I know everybody is busy, you know, trying to get their day started. But yeah, put a one in the chat for me if you listen to podcasts. Put a two in the chat if you don't listen to podcasts. That's also going to get me, you know, to know that. So as I'm waiting for that to see in the chat, I also would like to, you know, thank you for being here. And I'm hoping that you're going to learn something new. So let's kick things right off, right? Let's kick things off, and let's go with this topic. Now, everything you need to start and scale a podcast. You know, there's a lot of things that we need, right? But one of the most important things that we need is to have a name. That's the biggest thing you need. You need to have a name. 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 What is going to be the name of your podcast? That is one thing you have to understand. And it has to be so unique that if somebody hears your podcast name, they're not going to confuse it for another person's podcast. that's something you want to think about, because a lot of podcasts sound the same. They can look the same, they can feel the same, but they do not have the same audience. That is for sure. So as a business owner, if you want to start a podcast, if you have a small business, if you have a brick and mortar, if you have a store, this is going to be one of the most important places that you can think about putting yourself out there on a podcast. Why I'm even doing this is because I'm 5 years into my podcast journey. 5 years in, I started August 12th, 2019, and I haven't looked back ever since. This happened right before the pandemic. I didn't know anything was going to happen like that. And I said, I just had a feeling in me, hey, start a podcast. And I was starting the podcast with no direction. I'll be honest with y'all. I started this podcast with no direction. All I wanted to do was hit record and just record conversations, right? Based on topics. I'll start off with topics on LinkedIn. Then I go to Pinterest. Then I go to music. Then I go to something else. And it was all over the place. And I was like, I need to have a structure. I need to have a plan. I can't just be recording episodes and publishing them. No one's going to listen to confusion, right? So I had to look at the way things are done differently. And that also allowed me to be more specific in how I deliver my resources and my products. So now that we are over 350 episodes in year five, season eight, I'm like, yeah, it's now time to, you know, help people that want to start their own podcast. So you definitely need a name. The name of my podcast is called We Don't Play Anywhere. You can go to wedontplaypodcast.com or you can just go to We Don't Play. I made it very easy because the easier you're able to make the name of your podcast sound, the easier for people to remember when they want to listen. If you call your podcast the Green Grass Society on Top of a Hill podcast, it sounds confusing. You don't want to have a podcast that has a long name. You can have a long name, but let that name be memorable. And if it has to be memorable, make sure that it's standing out, right? So you want to start off with having a name for your podcast, right? That's how you want to start. Start off with the name. Before we even go into gadgets or computers or softwares, think about the basics, right? Start off with the name. I want to get the name of my podcast right, right? I want to know what the name is. The reason why my own is called We Don't Play is because I already had an athleisure wear line called We Don't Play. And it's, you know, dealing with, you know, having fashion statements, you know, high fashion, being very bold with, you know, how you show up, how you project yourself, things like that, right? So that to me is a podcast that I had to start off a clothing line. So my We Don't Play podcast started off from as a clothing line first. Just like with Amazon, you know, Amazon started off with books and now look at what they are doing today. So you can start off somewhere and end up in a completely new space. There are companies that have done that a lot. So Amazon is not the first, I'm not the first, and I'm definitely not the last. So if you have a podcast, you have to create a name for that podcast show. It has to make sense. It has to feel like a podcast show. It can't just be a podcast for podcast sake. You have to create a podcast that someone can listen to, someone can enjoy, someone can learn something from, and someone can feel like they can feel stuck to. I was working with a client yesterday, and they're 10 episodes in. They've been doing this for the past 3 months now, and they've been doing so well. So well with the podcast, to the point where now even on the podcast show, they're being listened to on iHeart, they're being listened to on smart speakers. You know, people are finding them in different states. They were only like in one or two states. Now they're in about 12 states, 12 out of 50 states. So they've been progressing. I think that's pretty much like a quarter of the US state population. So if you look at it from a long-term perspective, you can imagine how many people can listen to you consistently on a show just because you're putting out the right content. People are seeing you, they're learning from you, and they're also trying to understand how to build something that you already have. So you have to think about your podcast as a baby, right? Think about your podcast as a baby. Can your podcast stand through the test of time? Can your podcast go through all the stresses? Can it go through all the things that you need to, you know, take it through? These are things that you have to ask yourself as a business. There are so many questions, right? There's so many questions that you have to think about. But the moment you think about these questions and the moment you answer them and you realize that, okay, now there's something I can do for my business. Now there's something I can learn from my business. And then I can use that to also educate my audience. Then that also gives you leverage as a business owner to learn something new about how you can do that, right? So first things first, get a name. The second thing you want to do, right, after getting a name is creating a domain. Like creating a domain for your podcast is so important, right? Because we're thinking about starting and scaling a podcast. We're not just thinking about how to record, what to say, what software to use. I'm thinking about the actual starting procedure. Like when you're starting a podcast, what are the things you need? When you're about to travel, what are the things you need? If you're about to, you know, go somewhere, what are the things you need? So you have to think about those things as well. Femi, good morning. And I see you're an Arsenal supporter, so I'm wishing you guys all the best today with Bayern. Hope you guys, you know, you guys can do this. So wishing you guys the best as well. Just wanted to give you a quick in there. I'm a Man City fan, so we're going to be against Madrid. So, you know, wish us luck as well. And I know may the best team win as well. So, you know, with podcasts, you have to also think about, like, people's style. Like, look at what I just did now. If you're listening to me, you probably didn't know my favorite team, or you probably didn't know that I watch soccer, or you probably didn't even know I have an interest in football, you know, if somebody uses football or soccer. But that's the thing about podcasting, because you can be very open-ended, but still very centric to the need someone's creating. So you can listen to something, you can learn something, you can grow from something, and that's how you can build something from what you have. So starting a podcast is easy, but it's not as easy if you don't have people around you, right? When you have a podcast, your podcast is supposed to show and grow your expertise. It's supposed to let people know, hey, I have a skill, I have a sound, and I have a message. And I'm going to deliver that message. I have to do that through building something called a website. Now, you have a name for your show, right? After you have a name for your show, the next thing you want to have is you have a name for your show, right? The name for your show is ABC. Now, when you want to define that show, you have to get a website to support it, right? You can't just have a website for website's sake. You have to create something that's going to be formed. Because when you have a website is going to have something called an XML file. The podcast is going to have something called an RSS feed, right? So when you have an RSS feed and you have an XML file, and I'll explain what those two mean. An RSS feed, it stands for really simple syndication. In other words, anything that you plug into that platform, let's say you have a wire, and anything inside that wire already has, you know, current. So anytime you publish something, it automatically goes through that current. You don't have to worry about, you know, where it's going or how it's going. So if you're creating content, right, for your consumers, you have to think about the quality you're creating. So the music that you put behind it, the words you put behind it, the title, how it's presented, those things have to really make a lot of sense. And it has to grow from a perspective of, I'm learning something new, I'm growing from something, and I want to understand how to, you know, push this out. So you start off with your name, then you create a domain, right? Then the domain has to support that, right? An XML file is an expandable markup language, right? Or extensible markup language. In other words, anything that you put on your show as a title, with a description, with a link, anything as it goes, all those things are going to be added into your website. It's going to be added into your show. So when you have a website that is supporting a podcast, that's how you want to start. You want to start off there. There are going to be some startup costs for sure. But you want to, if you really want to scale this further, you want to have something that you can concretely look at, because that also allows you to feel like, okay, yeah, I'm learning something new. I'm getting some information here. I'm doing something with my business, and I'm not just, you know, creating content for content's sake. So it's about creating that content consistently. And that is where you have to think about, you know, creating content consistently that is going to give you the attention that you're looking for. So it's where you start to grow your connections. That's where people start to connect with you. If you don't start those connections today, it's not going to happen. It's just simply not going to happen. So you start your podcast by thinking about your name. Then you think about the domain that you want to build it on, right? Because you're building a house. When you're building a house, you need a foundation, right? When you're building a house, you need land. You can't build a house without putting land on it or putting something established on it. So you're creating consistent content that people can find, right? So you have a name for your podcast. You have a domain for your podcast. Now, the next thing you want to start doing is creating titles, right? You want to create titles for your podcast, and that involves keyword research. This may sound like a lot of work, but 3 years down the line, you'd be doing this so easily, you'd be like, this is a no-brainer, right? You have to start somewhere. Start off with creating content that people can see. Let them be able to find you conveniently, and then show them what it means, you know, to be on the show. You have to, you know, start thinking about, okay, I have to start thinking about episodes. If I have episodes, these are the episodes that I'm going to use to learn about this and this and that, right? So those episodes is what's going to make or break your podcast, because episodes are like, it's like sandwiches in a bag, right? The more sandwiches you have in a bag, the more attractive that bag looks, because that's when that thing has different, you know, types of sandwiches, right? So if you have a podcast and that podcast has different titles, for me to stay on your podcast show, or for me to even stay listening to your podcast episodes, the episodes have to be interesting for me to stay. How do I know they're interesting? Because I'm looking at the titles, I'm looking at the length of the show or the length of the episode, and I'm also looking at the features. I'm looking at the links, I'm looking at the people, I'm looking at the sound. All those things are going to contribute to your business. So you have to think about those things. Now, when it comes to the technical side of things, you can literally start your podcast here on Clubhouse. Record your audio here on Clubhouse, you know, export the audio and, you know, put that onto your podcast platform, right? There are different podcast platforms out there. You know, there's Spotify for podcasters. There's Buzzsprout. There's Libsyn. There's Megaphone. There's Acast. The list goes on and on and on. So it depends on which one you want to use to start and build your own from there. Then when you start having episodes and you start growing from those episodes, then that is where you start to see a lot of growth, you know, going forward. So that's how you start your podcast. Now, the scaling part is going to be where you want to start focusing on collaborations, right? Because scaling, you can't scale something without having something to give, right? You can't give what you don't have. So if you're giving something to someone, you're giving it to them because you have something in exchange. So if you have something in exchange, then whatever you're giving that person has to be of value. So if I'm going to scale my podcast, then it means I'm going to look for someone who is on my level. So let's say I have 50 downloads an episode. Now, I need to go to somebody who is as smart as I am or a little bit smarter than me that I can leverage with and build a community. So that means I would have to be on their show and they would have to be on my show for us to collaborate, right? So when people collaborate and get on shows like that, then you're simply giving people the ability to learn more about your business and giving you the ability to learn how they can, you know, learn from you. So if you're creating content, right, and your content is growing and you want to scale it, then you have to leverage connections, build those connections with those people. And as you build those connections, you're going to be getting a lot of responses. And that's what's going to let people know more about who you are and how you show up on your podcast. What are you giving people to listen to? Why is it so important for people to listen to your podcast, right? Now, when you're telling people to listen to your podcast, it means that you have something to give. It means you have something to give. And if you're giving people those things, then you have to give it to them from a point of them receiving it. And they have to feel comfortable receiving it. So don't just think about the podcast and scale the podcast because you want to just leverage audiences, but you want to scale it because by the time you're monetizing your podcast, you want to know who your audiences are, who they specifically are. So there's a lot to cover, but in this particular space, you're going to learn those things. And in this waitlist, once you sign up and you're in, I'll let you know what the prices are. I'll let you know what the schedules are, and you'll be able to learn so much about how you can grow your business. So I wanted to just have a quick insight. You know, sometimes we have a full room, sometimes we have a quiet room. And I know, you know, people are still recovering from the eclipse and people are also trying to wake up. It's still early for a lot of people. So I'm glad you're able to be here, learn something new. I wasn't going to give all the sauce, but I wanted to give you some pointers to think about as you're building. So start off with your domain. So I start off with your name, then get into your domain. And then also think about, as you're building out your domain, build an email list, have something prepared. You know, you can use a platform like Flowdesk to get that started. And if you need more information on how to get started on there, please send me a message and I'll shoot you a text or an email that has a link that will give you 50% off for the whole year, courtesy of the company. So I hope you've learned something new. Build out your email list, grow your sound and grow your audience, and then your audience is going to find you in the future. So I hope this helped. I hope you're able to learn something new, and I hope you guys enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you have a blessed and wonderful day. Take care, everyone. Bye.